50s, small communities across the whole country, Antlers is no different, were struggling to try to maintain some semblance of a good health program. We had a couple of people that many of you people are actually too young to remember, others can remember them well, Dr. Haddox and Dr. Akins. They were here in the early 50s and worked on up into several decades later than that, and they were the beginning. Of course, there was physicians before them here, but they were the guys that were the beginning leadership, particularly Dr. Akins, in figuring out that we need a facility for people to go to and deal with health issues. So we went through that segment of time, and we were fortunate enough to have two other guys of their caliber, Dr. Ed and Dr. Herbert, come into town and start a practice. A practice that in my particular situation, my mother reminded me the other day, and she's about 88 now, that had been under their medical supervision through five generations of people, so that'll tell you something about the longevity and the tenacity that they had. And they began to wonder about a situation that we all were scared to death about the possibility of the hospital in 2006, as we all know, was close to being closed. They began to wonder what needed to happen. And about that time, they started putting together plans about what we'd need to cause to happen. They worked with the county commissioners about board of directors to have at the hospital that would push and direct and do things in a fashion necessary to grow. And as a result of that, the hospital board made a lot of great decisions, one of whom was about 5 years ago, bringing Mark Rogers in, and they began to make plans. And what we see today is a result of Dr. Ed and Dr. Herb in about 3.5 to 4 years of planning that they did back earlier about what this facility needs to represent and how we need to go about making it work. Now, the county commissioners appointed a board, as we mentioned. That board was in the middle of that. Through those years, trying to allocate resources and deal with meager budgets, trying to find a way to make it happen. We were fortunate enough to get a CEO in here that's the guy that's been a real catalyst for this hospital. And I'm very proud to say that he's a guy that we're indeed lucky to have. I think the last time I checked, he had brought in about $500 million worth, or $500,000 worth of grants. He's a guy that has been picked by his peers in Oklahoma as outstanding rural administrator, I think, last year. He's a guy that's really open and works with a great deal of zeal to go about trying to make things different to health planning and health programs here. He's a guy that's never satisfied with the level of health that we get here. He's a guy that's one of the heads of the Tinker U.S. Air Force Hospital there in Oklahoma City area, a person that we're lucky to have. So when you put all those ingredients together, we get ourselves in a position where we're here today to celebrate a groundbreaking, dealing with close to $6 million, 5.5, for renovations of the hospital as you see there before you. Now, if you're wondering how in the world we come up with that, you're going to hear from some folks that played a role in that, a strong role. Let me tell you something. Politicians can line up all they want to. I've been in that arena for a long time, as Gerald Dennis can tell you. But somebody's got to put pencil to paper and put a deal together that makes sense, because for every dollar that's in D.C. for a loan or a grant, there's about $100 waiting out there. So we got a big push out of all the right people. Is John Redmond here? I don't think he is. John, we couldn't say enough about